Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, bringing you local news for the Olympic Peninsula and beyond. It is Thursday, September 8th, 2022. The morning low tides in local waters have been quite low these past few days, and today was the largest minus tide of the week. There were two ferry runs on the Port Townsend-Coopville route canceled this morning due to tides, but no further cancellations are planned for this weekend. The weather is predicted to be quite nice Friday through Sunday in Port Townsend, which is great news for attendees of the Wooden Boat Festival. It looks like Saturday will be the hottest day here with a high of 76. But you might not want to mention that to people elsewhere in the state. Places like Seattle and Tacoma are expecting to battle near record highs on Saturday, potentially reaching into the low 90s. The National Weather Service in Seattle has issued a red flag warning for wind and low relative humidity, which is in effect from noon Friday to midnight Saturday night. A combination of moderate breezes, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to rapid rates of spread and downwind spotting on existing fires. If a fire were to begin, air quality may diminish quickly in the surrounding area. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either imminent or occurring now. Any fires that develop will likely spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. The primary area of concern is the central Puget Sound lowlands, Seattle area, as well as south and east of Seattle. However, it is important to be cautious on the peninsula here, too. Even though temperatures may be lower, the low humidity and breezy conditions can have the same effect. Yesterday morning, Highway 101 was fully blocked for over 6 hours near Shelton with a double fatality, three-car accident. One northbound vehicle crossed the center line and struck a second vehicle on the driver's side. Vehicle 2 rotated counterclockwise and tipped onto its passenger side, colliding with a third vehicle in the southbound lane. The drivers of the second and third vehicles were a 58-year-old Olympia man and a 66-year-old Shelton woman. They were both pronounced dead at the scene. This week, Jefferson Healthcare in Port Townsend was pleased to announce the addition of two new specialists to their care team. Erica Tirado joins the Surgical Associates at the Watership Building. As a doctor of osteopathic medicine, Dr. Tirado and her fellow surgeons provide a broad range of advanced surgical services, from screenings to general surgeries, which include colonoscopy screenings, cancer surgery, hernia repair, endoscopy, and gallbladder removal. Jennifer L. Sales joins the oncology care team as an advanced registered nurse practitioner. Nurse Sales and other providers in the accredited oncology clinic are committed to providing exceptional cancer care for the community. She received her doctoral degree from Gonzaga University and her MSN from Western Governors University in Salt Lake City. The Washington State Department of Health will be working in the waters around Whidbey Island September 9th through 14th to evaluate wastewater movement near the newly reconstructed Oak Harbor Clean Water Facility and its potential impacts on nearby shellfish growing areas. Red dye will be added to the water the morning of Monday, September 12th, and may be visible in and around Oak Harbor for roughly 24 hours. The fluorescent dye, rhodamine, is a non-toxic EPA and FDA-approved dye that is not harmful to people, marine life, or the environment. DOH and FDA scientists will add the dye to treated wastewater from the facility and track the water's movement. The primary goal of the study is to evaluate the plant's potential impact on the Saratoga Passage and Penn Cove shellfish growing areas. Construction on the CWF was completed in 2019. The dye study was originally scheduled for 2019, but was delayed due to technology issues and delayed again in 2020 and 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Port Angeles School District announced Tuesday on its website that the PA Education Association and the PA School District were able to reach a tentative agreement Monday that averted a strike. 3,500 students headed to class this week without a disruption to their schedules, and members of the PAEA, which includes teachers, counselors, nurses, occupational therapists, and psychologists, went to work knowing that a 5.5% raise in their salaries would be imminent once the agreement is officially approved by the school board. The one-year contract runs through August 31st, 2023, with an option to reopen before that time. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.